What's up, men? Alright guys, today's video is titled Does Ukraine Look Like a War-Torn Country to You? So as you guys know, I'm out here in Lviv, Ukraine. You know, gonna spend a month here, God willing. There was absolutely no problem getting into the country. It's business as usual, with the exception of a curfew from midnight to 5 in the morning, which I'm actually in favor of, believe it or not, because by 12:01, I want to be pulling that hair and smacking their ass, Yogi Ob's mom style. So today's video, guys, is does this look like a war-torn country to you? There are many construction sites like this. Construction here in Ukraine is blowing up, as you guys can see. You know, maybe you guys want to get property here or something, you know. I don't know, maybe you want to call them up or something, you know. Maybe they have like a website or something you all can go look at. But yeah, guys, construction sites all around Lviv in the suburbs like this are popping up. I'm just walking on the way back to my Airbnb from the gym. So maybe you want to Google this company, PIEA Ukraine, see if they can sell you one of these apartments up here. So what I wanted to tell you guys is that this entire war in Ukraine is just nothing more than the Jews getting rid of the native population so they can come here and live in these buildings, enjoy cheap labor. See, the whole point of what the Jews are doing worldwide is that they're destroying the economy, they're destroying the birth rate. That way, prices go down. That way, the number of people they can control is even more, okay? So, what's happening, guys, is that, again, look, construction sites. Look at this. And this is just one location. This is one of many. Like I said, I'm just walking on my way to the Airbnb right now, guys, okay? PIEA, again, if you guys want to go see what they're about, maybe you can buy a place like this. But what you guys out there need to understand is that all this is really nothing more than Jews destroying shit so they can get to buy stuff on pennies on the dollar. That's really what it's all about. At the end of the day, guys, they're all in on it. Putin, Trump, Biden, Zelensky, you know, Trudeau might be too low IQ, but they're all in on it, guys. This is what you guys need to understand. This is the ultimate Jew move. I know a lot of you guys out there have been asking me, yo, Amar, you crazy to go out to Ukraine, man. You crazy, dude. Nothing is going on, man. No war, no nothing other than the 12 o'clock. And really, the reason for the midnight curfew, guys, has nothing to do with the war. It's because the young, rowdy people here, they tend to do nigger shit. Like, get really drunk, get into fights, get into car accidents. Dude, do you guys, just by walking around at fucking 11 o'clock at night, the number of fights that almost happened. I've even seen a couple of dudes like fall over and break the table they're sitting on. So yeah, of course, having a curfew from midnight to 5 in the morning, it has nothing to do with war, guys. It's all about keeping the Ukrainian people from doing nigger shit. That's all the curfew really is about. But other than that, guys, it's business as usual, dudes. You know, the gym is open until 11 o'clock. Everything is open. Everything is fine. As you guys can see, man, it's all good in the hood here in Ukraine, baby. Anyway, guys, I'll be making more videos about this later. Peace.